1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Vladimir Putin, I think today concludes the 8th Eastern Economic Forum. You had the G20 that just concluded. You had BRICS meeting in South Africa. The nations of the world are really meeting everywhere. G7, I think, ended here not just recently. On September 12th, yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, he addresses the plenary sessions of the 8th Eastern Economic Forum that has been taking place since the 10th in Vladivostok on the Eastern Federal University campus. So, why is this important? Because Vladimir Putin is continuing to strengthen Russia. He is continuing to make Russia great. Continuing diplomacy with the nations east of Moscow, south of Moscow, in the Middle East, Mediterranean, China, Asia, India, nations in South Africa, nations in South America. Xi Jinping is doing the same thing. Xi Jinping is diplomatically traveling to all of these different forums. This is what Vladimir Putin states, you know, 2 years ago, well, over a year and a half, America began to sanction Russia economically. America expected pretty much all the nations of the world to join us in sanctioning Russia economically and in other ways. But here's what Vladimir Putin had to say yesterday. Our country must be self-sufficient, including in the field of security and defense. This does not mean isolation of the country. President Putin said that the EEF plenary sessions on Tuesday, he said this on Tuesday, this means that we, in cooperation with our partners and friends, in integration with the vast majority of countries that represent the majority of the country's population, will develop our own country and make it even stronger. Then there's a professor, Joe Saracusa. He said, I'm terribly impressed by a very simple message that Putin is delivering. He quotes, continuing, I'm quoting him, he says, this is despite his trouble with Washington and the West. It's business as usual. I mean, this forum was only created in 2015 to whip up interest in the Far East in business investment, education, cities, and the like. I'm just amazed at how normally things are going on in this part of the world and how President Putin is planning for development in that part of the world. So, then these economic sanctions have failed. Russia's trades with the countries of the Asia Pacific region have increased by 13.7% in 2022, grew by another 18.3% over the first half of 2023, despite America's sanctions. The sanctions of the West are American policy, American sanctions. Everything you can say funnels to one thought presently in this country, just one thought. If you remember this, everything is a threat to national security. What happened on January 6th was a threat to national security. President Trump being still active in the political world is a threat to national security. Putin, the same. Xi Jinping, the same. The MAGA people, a threat to national security. The nations in the BRICS network, an expanding network of nations, is a threat to American national security. America has never been as threatened as it is presently. The nations of the world have responded to Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping's partnership a year and a half ago. The nations have responded. Even our allies in Europe, they're in a conundrum. They're in a catch-22. If they leave America's good graces, they're going to be cut off financially, economically, militarily. You know, NATO supposedly is there to protect the European nations from Russian aggression. Russia is not aggressive. Russia is building a nation. They are becoming a great nation. They don't have time for war in the vicinity or in elsewhere. They're being pushed to war. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Doing a lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Very prophetic song. late 60s, America, a monster. And it is becoming more evident that the America that was for the people, by the people, is no longer for the people, nor longer by the people. It is a group of ruling individuals, very powerful, that have taken America from what it was to something completely different. The reason? Globalism. The plan of globalism. The plan by a group of individuals to use America to, as a tool, to own the nations, to rule the world. It's an occult plan. And they have, for the most part, succeeded. They haven't fully brought in the whole their program just yet. They're in the process of bringing that program in. The American people, we are resisting, we are pushing back, and we are exposing their agendas. But eventually, they will be successful. I know you may think this is negative, you don't like it, but the thing is, we all are born, and eventually we all die. Kingdoms come into existence, nations come into existence, eventually nations eventually go into the landfill of history. America has just begun that slide into the landfill of history. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping have tipped the scale, and there is no way that American power, the rulers, the dynasties, the corporations are going to be able to reverse what has just happened. They're not going to be able to do it. The strategy of the cabal in this country, just very simple. If you make everything a threat to national security, you can pass laws, you can change laws, you can eliminate laws, you can do anything you want for the sake of national security. It's a threat to national security. The individual that is going to become president, or who is going to take the last position as president of America, if it's not the right person, that individual will be considered to be a threat to national security. John F. Kennedy was. Robert F. Kennedy was. Tricky Dick Nixon was. These individuals were a threat to this nation. Nixon. There was no need for Nixon to be impeached. But he was a threat. Reagan was a threat. Reagan did, in his administration, he was responsible for many negative changes in this country, in domestic policy and in foreign policy. Clinton, if you go along with the program of the globalists, there's not going to be a threat. George H.W. Bush Sr. was not a threat to empire, nor Clinton, nor Junior, nor Obama. They were not a threat to empire. Donald Trump was and is a threat still to this very day. He's a threat. Putin, Xi Jinping, again, going back to this network of nations that have made an agreement together to not use, to refrain from, to resist using American dollars. This internationally, this You could call it a move, but I would say it's more of a plan. This plan to stop using U.S. dollars, petrodollars, U.S. Treasury bonds, is a plan by these nations. It's a strategy. It's working. Going back to where I began, the economic war against Russia has failed. It's absolutely clear, according to Dmitry Suslov, deputy director of the Center for European and International Studies at Russia's Higher School of Economics. Just because they're Russian doesn't mean they're not telling the truth, doesn't mean that they're brilliant. Just because they're Russian, don't think they're not brilliant. No, these people are more brilliant than most of the American people. He says that, he told Sputnik News, mobilization of the world and the creation of a global anti-Russian coalition failed. The world majority refused to go to join the West against Russia. American society is increasingly tired and resentful towards the new forever war. Towards the continuation of the Ukrainian conflict without any victory for the United States, for the United States and Kiev in sight. And the only alternative is the situation for the West is recognition of their failure, which would be disastrous for them politically, or either that or an escalation. Either admit defeat or escalate. Well, we may be at the edge of some sort of detente. There is that possibility. Within this government, there are those that realize this war cannot be won. There will be no victory in this war. There are others in the administration or in the power structure. They don't care. They will go to the last person, to the last dollar. That's how vindictive they are. If America cannot win this war, America cannot achieve world hegemony. America is going to be a military force internationally, in spite of the fact that many nations are not going to use the petrodollar. Still, this country, through these Defense Department corporations, very powerful, but the scales, the balance of the scales has changed. America has peaked, and America is at the beginning of her demise. We have to admit it, we have to accept it. America won't accept the fact that they're not going to defeat Russia and Ukraine. We won't, some in the administration won't accept it. We, as a nation, have peaked. We are on the other side of our power, what would you call it? Peak power. We're on the other side of that line. America's never going to, has lost the advantage and the hope of world hegemony. That American world hegemony will never, that objective is never going to be realized. Another thing is what has happened in this country. There has been a shift, and Russia, nations, other nations of the world have been discussing, other leaders of the world have discussed the shift in this country in the government. And the government of 20 years ago and the way that the government operated is different than the present-day government. This is, you have to say it's a dictatorship. 20 years ago, it wasn't quite time. Now, you can say that this is a dictatorship to a great degree. Laws don't matter. And the nations of the world have recognized that right now, America is a dog caught in a corner. And they realize the consequences of where America or the power structure of this country is right now. The psychological profile is this nation is fighting for her very existence. Democrats, Republicans alike, they know that if they cannot reverse the direction, how I phrase it, if they cannot stop the direction that the mass of the nations of the world are going in isolating the United States, not that we isolate them, they're going to isolate the United States from trade. I guess that would be one way to phrase it. These nations have it in their power now, in their grip, to isolate America from their world. They're going to trade with each other. There's going to be commerce amongst them. More commerce than ever before. This was the Putin strategy. If these nations will quit sending all of their goods and inventory to the United States and start working with one another, and if China, as great as powerful as China is in manufacturing, if these nations will take their finances and begin manufacturing within their own countries, it's the principle of farmers in an area. You take just Weld County. There is enough in this county here to basically feed the people of the county. They don't have to buy from without. They won't have to purchase goods outside of the county other than technology. This is the thinking of Putin. They can eliminate having to conduct all this business with the United States of America. They trade amongst themselves. They use their own currencies. This is, a threat to American national security. It's too late for the politicians in Washington, D.C. to do anything about it. The nations, they have made the decision to work together, and by working together, they can pretty much reverse the stranglehold. The stranglehold that we have had on the nations for the last 80 years can now be reversed. They can begin to put a stranglehold on the United States. No goods will come to this country in return for dollars or bonds. There's going to have to be something other than that to trade with. This puts America in a strait. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. Let's visit after the break and see you then. Be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to get to, the point I'm trying to get to, is that the change in the highest levels of government is going to be disturbing. I'm going to tell you what it is, what it's all about. There was an author, Jim Mars. He wrote a book in 2008. Now, we know the Third Reich. The first, second, third Reich were about a 2,000-year period of time, 1,800, 1,700 years, if I remember correctly. Everyone has talked about a Fourth Reich. Adolf Hitler, just before he supposedly committed suicide, which he didn't, no such thing. The German commanders would not let the Fuhrer commit suicide. No way. They worked out a deal, and Adolf Hitler lived till into his 70s. Now, he told his secretary, even within Nazism, they were looking for the supreme ruler. They were looking for what we would term, the Bible would term, Antichrist. Adolf Hitler told his secretary, I am not that person. I'm not that person, but that person is coming. Meaning, Hitler ruled the Third Reich. Someone would come into the future, in the future, when the Fourth Reich was established. And we look around and we think, well, we don't see a Fourth Reich. It's right in front of our eyes. Now, I'll read a little bit from what Jim Mars had to say. Forget about the textbooks that you've been reading. Turn off the corporate mass media. Don't believe everything you hear from the government. The rise of the Fourth Reich reveals the truth about American power. Explosive new book, legendary. He wrote another book, Rule by Secrecy. The real possibility that the United States is becoming, this was in 2008, it has become the Fourth Reich. An ideology thought to have been vanquished more than 50 years ago. The concept may seem absurd to those who cannot see past the rose-colored spin, hype, disinformation poured out daily by the media. The conglomerates, most of which are owned by the very same families and corporations that supported the Nazis before World War II. Mars explains, National Socialism never died. Its hideous philosophy is alive. It is active in modern America. Unfortunately, most people cannot understand the shadowy links between fascism and corporate power, the military, and elected leaders. Although the United States helped defeat the Germans in World War II, we failed to defeat the Nazis. Now, I'm going to stop. The war in Ukraine is a war of a Christian society via the Russian Orthodox Church at war with the religion, the religion of Arianism in Ukraine. This is a Nazi war once again. Russia fought this war in 1944 and 45. Well, actually, for 4 years. It wasn't just fighting the Nazis as a army. It was fighting a religion, a thought, a philosophy. This is what Putin and the Russian people are presently fighting once again. It just took, what, from 45, it took 80 years for it to once again raise its ugly head. I've discussed numerous times, others are discussing it more frequently on other programs, not on this station only, elsewhere on media, Operation Paperclip. In the last 10 years, Operation Paperclip has kind of taken on a life of its own. People have been investigating CIA involvement, or OSS at the time, and the plan to keep these brilliant minds alive, put them to work in this country. It worked. Nazism is alive in America. It's alive in the administration presently. It's alive in the dynasties of this nation. It was alive with the Rockefellers, the Fords, the Kennedys, not all the Kennedys, but Joe Kennedy, not the father of George W. Bush, or George H.W. Bush, the not father, Prescott Bush. He was a rent-a-father. George W. Bush, his real father was, George Bush Scherf Sr. All these facts are coming out. All the truths are coming out. Nazism is alive and well on the earth. It's not just in the United States of America. It's all through Europe. It's in England. It's still in Germany. Hidden. It's through in France. It's in South America. It's in Africa. This spirit of this religion is alive to the very day, this very day. And the nation that is protecting it is America. We are protecting the important Nazis of our time. So, these people utilizing their stolen wealth, men with Nazi backgrounds and mentalities, they wormed their way into corporate America, buying up and consolidating companies into giant multinational conglomerates. IBM, remember, IBM, they sold the punch card machines to the Nazis. Dunlop, selling rubber tires to the Nazis. Corporations. Many thousands of other Nazis came to the United States under classified programs. Again, he mentions Operation Paperclip. So we'll be back after the break. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts with the other hosts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
So anyhow, this matter of the religion of Nazism, the philosophy of Nazism, will not go away. It will be with the world until Christ returns. The world will not be able, the people of the world, collectively, will not be able to deal with this philosophy. You see, this philosophy is anchored in witchcraft. And the reason that this country is trying to protect the Azov Battalion and the other Nazi factions in Ukraine is because they're brothers. It's a brotherhood. CIA is involved, and they're sworn to protect one another. It's a brotherhood. We're not going to be able to, it's easier to eradicate, to end, to stop, to eliminate COVID lie. It's not a virus, it's a poison, it's snake poison. It's easier to be free from the effects of snake poison than it is a philosophy behind Nazism. It is something in the mind. It cannot be you. There's no way to use natural products to cure yourself from that. The only way is to receive Jesus Christ. The only way is to accept the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then He has the power to break, to cast out the spirits, and the power of that spirit that the people in Nazism believe, whether it be white supremacist, all of the Aryan philosophies. The only way to eradicate it from the world is for Christ to return. It's like, are we going to, personally, I look at and I hear the talk that we can change things in this government. When a government hits a point of being corrupt, it becomes so corrupt, it cannot be rehabilitated. You can't rehabilitate this kind of criminal activity. You can't. You expose it. You try to reveal it to people around you. But once it gets to the point where they control the power, they control the finances, they control the media, then the game is over. And this is exactly what Christ said would happen in the world before He comes. The whole world is going to be deceived. The whole world is going to be, to a great degree, antichrist. There will be millions, billions, it may not be, but still, the Lord did say in the Gospels, in the New Testament, that before He returns, there will be things that will happen in the world that will be so perplexing, there'll be no answer. This is what perplexity means. A problem and no solution. No answer. No remedy. This is exactly where the world is headed. And with what I was reading to you from Jim Mars, this matter of the Fourth Reich. The world, this philosophy in Klaus Schwab, all the people that have the thought of a new world order, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., the Clintons, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama, many of the presidents that preceded them were all part of a group of people working together for a new world order, for a new order of the ages, and simply Satanism. This is exactly what it is. It has its roots, its foundation in the occult. And as time goes forward, time goes on, more and more people will begin to recognize that this is not just a group of people that are mad, which they are, but it's beyond being mad. They are worshipers. They have a God that they serve. And this God directs them on the plan, directs them. All their plans are being directed by Lucifer. They call themselves the Illuminati. Many things. Freemasons. Not all Freemasons are in the occult. It depends on how far an individual wants to go in that up, how far they want to go up into that system. Once you become a Skull and Bones member, you have made an oath. You have sworn allegiance to the dark side. Then you have all these other occult organizations, which too numerous to even begin to mention. Wade, there are too many to even... I could get the list for you here during the break, but I wouldn't be able to finish. All of these secret societies, this is what Jim Mars was saying. These people that rule this government are all in secret societies. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. My programs, the other hosts also on the same podcast. We'll be back.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hey, folks. Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with J.D. the Colorado Deplorable.
And okay, so to finish out the program, the book, Jim Mars, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threatened to Take Over America. This was in 2008. I don't believe they're threatening any longer. I believe they have taken over America. America has been taken over by secret societies. This is exactly what the book of Revelation, I say, was one of the thoughts is that there would be a great empire at the end of the world, greater than any other nation that has ever been. And that nation would be directed by the dark side, secret societies, Skull and Bones, Freemasons, the I can't even begin. Rosicrucians, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, all through the government. There would be into Islamic witchcraft, Buddhism, Hinduism, Nazism. Is there a way we can change it? Well, we speak. We expose it. That's what we're to do. We expose it. We do whatever the laws allow us to do. Vote. With this coming election, with Donald Trump, he's a threat to national security. Is he going to... I'm not even sure we're going to have an election. This election is a threat to national security. Presently, the Democrats do not have a candidate. They don't want Kamala Harris. Let's be honest. They know Joe Biden, his biological clock is ticking down. So he's not in the, not even a realistic, realistically, he's not even a candidate. With Ron DeSantis, I don't think DeSantis wants to run for president. I really don't. He just doesn't seem to have an excitement about it. This young man from, where is he from, India? No, he's great philosophy, speaks eloquent, has a good message, but he's a globalist. He's a globalist. Anybody that's tied in with Soros, they say birds of a feather flock together. So forget about this guy. Nikki Haley? No, Nikki doesn't have a chance. She's also suspect to me. I think she's a globalist. Mike Pence? What a joke. What a joke. This man is, in my opinion, this man is in secret societies and he won't admit it. He's not a Christian, in what I would term a Christian. I don't think he's a Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot Pence. Mike, Judas Iscariot Pence. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Let's visit tomorrow. We'll see what develops overnight. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.